Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
And now, the Boston Bastard, Electric Sisterhood, Wicked Anime, and 42's Anime Reviews proudly presents the Anime Boston 2017 Cup Show, Part 1.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to a very special episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. This is part one of two of the Anime Boston 2017 post show. I am your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo, and I would like to have everybody around this beautiful tiny table to introduce themselves.
Which way would you like us to go?
let's see. Well, how about my comrade and partner today? Let's start with you.
Hi, my name is Derek. I'm new to the brigade, but this is my second con. I've been having some pretty good damn fun.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
I still heard that.
You tried.
Hello, I am Andrew from Wicked Anime.
Which you're going to hear the second part of this post-show on.
Yes, as our normal post-con podcast for the last episode of Con Month.
Okay. Yes.
Hi, I'm Dakota Broski from Dakota Broski Anime TV. I've met everybody here this weekend, and we're all cool.
Yes, I think we're cool.
Yeah.
We cool.
Cool.
We're so cool we don't need the L.
Cool.
Hi, I'm Victoria. I'm the fangirl from Wicked Anime.
And future Nakery owner.
Oh my god. I'm gonna throw these Doritos in your head.
Hi, I'm 42 Believer, also known as Sarah, and some call me the Yowie Queen.
And now, because we haven't seen you almost a year, and now I understand why you now compare yourself to Kae from Kiss Him, Not Me.
It's a pretty accurate self-portrait.
Hi, I'm Tim Sue. I'm a fan of Boston Bastard Brigade and Wicked Anime.
Yay.
And he came all the way from Arkansas to join us.
That was
I came from
a silent round of applause.
Speaking of, and I'm Jonathan from Wicked Anime. Hi.
Yeah.
And
Christine's going. Oh, wait, you can't hear me waving my hand. All right, never mind. So, guys, exhaustion. Oh my god, I don't think I've ever been to a convention where I've been this so exhausted from an event.
Yes.
I've been sick the entire convention, and it's horrible.
Like, day one of the con, like, literally was, I think, I was not prepared for how exhausted I would be that day. I don't know why it was so exhausting. We didn't do a lot, but it just took a lot out of me.
You know, I feel like it's because of the weather.
That didn't
Could
help.
Be. It didn't help, but it also was kind of nice because it was kind of light this weekend, where there wasn't the attendance wasn't as high, but I didn't care. It was nice.
Yeah.
I've been accidentally staying up till 4 in the morning each night. So,
accidentally?
Yeah.
Accidentally.
It's weird.
Well, last night was no accident.
You mean somebody did it on purpose?
Okay, no, okay, then yeah, no. It was an accident. It was absolutely an accident.
Granted, you guys didn't have a 10 o'clock whatever we did, interview this one.
I had to get up at 10 to take Jennifer to the train station.
But you got up at 10. Got up at 8.
I slept like a baby.
What time did you go to bed, though?
Pooped and cried the whole time.
3 a.m.
No, that was me last night.
5 a.m.
My entire room snored, including myself, so it was an interesting situation.
Yeah.
My two roommates were fine.
Oh, okay then. All right, all right.
Just bragging a little.
Yeah.
And we had ourselves a bit of a snowstorm, and I still feel so guilty because here's the thing: because I was supposed to go to my best friend and our co-founder of Electric Sisterhood, Panelicious. She got married, and I was supposed to be there, but we got snowed in, and it was like, I feel so guilty. I feel so horrible. So I would like to have every single one of you for her, congratulate her on her wedding to the wonderful Jeremy Tedesco.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
Panda and Jeremy.
Hope it goes good. Good luck.
Yeah, they're amazing people, and congratulations. Sorry I couldn't make it, but Mother Nature was a bitch to me.
He was really upset about it.
I really was. I really was.
I held him in his arms.
But,
A couple times.
Yeah.
But the other times were just kind of because we wanted to.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But other than that, overall impressions of Anime Boston 2017. It was a lot of fun. I think this was one of the more funner ones of the past couple years.
I had a blast. This year was a blast, for sure.
I would really like to hear from all the people around the circle who have been here for the first time ever.
Which is
our newbies.
Yes. Derek, you go first. D-Rock, by the way, because he used to be known as D-Rock in a few episodes of the original Boston Bastard Brigade podcast.
This is fun. The whole time, my first con I went to was AAC, if you guys remember listening to that. That's first time I got to give my feedback, and I kept getting told that's going to be like a fifth of the size of Anime Boston. So I just kind of like threw that in the back of my head. I'm like, I don't even want to think about that. I just want to walk in there and just see it all. And the dealer's room was probably the size of AAC. That one half of the dealer's room, that one half, that's AAC. The panels were amazing. There was so much material on everything. I wish I could go back in time to the beginning to go to the stuff that I didn't get to see now.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be getting to panels in the second half of the Wicked Anime Bros, but
Dakota, how did you enjoy your first Anime Boston, aside from the mishap?
It was definitely an experience. I've been going from Expo to ASIN. I think Boston's what, the eighth largest anime con in the United States?
Something like that.
Yeah.
We're the largest on the East Coast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
bigger than Otakon?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
It was good. It's in Baltimore. It's in Washington now.
Better than ever anymore. Yeah.
I think the guest lineup is always good. I think everything's handled professionally, other than what I've heard from last year, but I wasn't here, so I don't give it. I don't care. Can I cuss? Am I allowed to cuss?
Yes.
Maybe okay. Not in public. So, we are in a public space.
The boss.
I don't give a fuck. So, what we're doing? We're still in the con mode. So,
just be on the lookout for children.
Or grumpy old men.
Swear to God, if I swear, and you guys give me the fucking 2-finger point, I'm gonna kick you all.
That's fair. But no, it's been great. It's been fun. The people are amazing as always, and you guys made it that much more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else have been here first time? No.
No.
Is your first Boston?
It was.
Okay.
So how did you enjoy it?
It was an incredible experience. I had so much fun getting to go to everybody's panels. Mostly spent a lot of time in the dealer's room and the artist alley.
Yeah.
Spent way too much money, but had so much fun. Got to hang out with some supremely awesome individuals.
Sasha.
And yes, I won't be forgetting about this ever.
Why are you making us blush so much?
Very cool.
Yes. So overall, great experience.
Overall, it was
great.
Where last year we said you know it was a fun con, and saying that we're giving it like a lower than normal score is.
I think it was a 6 overall last year, but I feel like this year was more of an 8.5.
I give it an 8. Yeah, I give it an 8. I drank a lot, so it helped.
Yeah. No, it was. This was a great con. I had a lot of fun. I'm still exhausted right now. It's the hardcore anime panel just wrecked me.
Yeah.
Even though I'm like wicked sick, I still had a blast. Like, I absolutely love it. I'm definitely gonna be dead until work tomorrow, but that's not until 3, so I'm okay.
Oh, good. You can sleep in.
Oh yeah, I'm not waking up till 2.
Oh, God.
That part was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Oh, no, this is a test. Stay where you are and everything's going to be okay.
As we're sheltering in place, I took that opportunity to learn Zelda's lullaby on my new ocarina.
Actually,
you
did it pretty well.
My favorite part about that. My favorite part about that was like, hey, this is a test, don't worry about it, everything's fine. And then like 2 minutes later, okay, so you guys need to stay calm, everybody stay in their place, don't do anything, we're trying to figure this out, everything's fine, don't worry about it. And then I'm like, what's going on here?
I heard it actually was a scheduled test. I've also heard it was a test for your kitchens.
I also heard it was a door open.
Oh, we've heard lots of rumors.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the whole thing's happening. We're peeking out the door, and just everyone's walking around while the alarms are blaring. Yeah. Like nothing.
No.
I was peeking out the door for Andrew, who had just walked out, and I was like, "Oh my God, if something's happening, where the heck is he?"
See, I was in the dealer's room. I was looking through all the animation cells, and I was like, they're not telling us where to go anyway, so I'm just gonna keep looking through animation cells and ignore everything else because I don't care right now.
That's we were up in the press room when it happened, and they're just like, stay where you are, don't move, it's fine, everything's fine, don't leave the building.
Big Brother is watching you.
There were people leaving, but I don't think they were supposed to. They just like saw that the fire alarm was going, we're gonna get out of here,
we're all gonna die.
Which is smart, but they it was unnecessary.
Yes. So all in all, pretty good. So let's move on to cosplay, because this was a mixed bag for cosplay. I didn't really see anything that really was like, oh, this is the thing that everybody's going to do.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of JoJo this year.
There was. I was so happy that there was so much JoJo.
I watched, too.
Yes,
Team
Skull.
Skull.
Team Skull.
Yeah, I almost wanted to like put up an announcement saying everyone dressed like Team Skull meet in this room for a group photo because I wanted to see if I could get the whole Team Skull.
And a really charming amount of Dragon Maids.
Yes.
Oh yes.
Good amount. Mostly Alucoa.
Yes.
I saw one of dressed up as the main character. I'm like,
Toru.
She's cute.
The
red hair.
Kobayashi.
Yeah, Kobayashi.
There was a Kobayashi. There was a few that I saw, absolutely adorable Kanas. Like, they were perfect fits, and I wanted to take pictures of them, but I was just like, I don't know how old they are. And as a male walking up to, like, a possibly younger girl saying, can I take a picture of you, even if they're in cosplay, I'm just not comfortable.
See, I don't blame you.
I'm sure their parents appreciate that.
Yeah.
What I was actually happy about was that there wasn't too many Yuri on Ice cosplays.
Yeah.
Like, I was actually really surprised about that.
Happy about that. And something also that I thought was really funny is a while ago, people were actually complaining that cons wouldn't let them wear actual ice skates in cosplay.
How stupid are you to attempt that?
Why would you walk around like that?
Right?
Oh, this is good. My ankle.
I mean, I guess if you really wanted to do it, you'd learn real fast how stupid it is.
So yeah.
You watch.
But people were like insistent, like, no, do I need to have the ice skate?
See,
like,
the thing is we come from a hockey family, and so we've been on the ice for a while, and
it's just like wearing normal shoes.
No, wearing ice skates on the ice, even that hurts after a while. I can't imagine why you're running a convention.
Oh, God, yeah.
Anyone who's concrete. Walking out of con in heels. Yeah. Like, why would you want to do that?
I did see somebody's fix for it, though. Somebody bought some platform shoes and painted skates on the sides of the platform.
That's clever. That's very clever.
Okay, that is a good idea.
Yeah. I do say that, like, when it comes to cosplay, it also depends on the influences going on around the anime community right now. And right now, at the beginning of the year, there hasn't really been anything come out last season that's really hype. There is this season that's Attack on Titan and My Hero Academia and yada, yada, yada. But I think if that would have aired like maybe 2 months ago, we would have like a lot more of that.
It would have been Titan Con.
Oh, yeah, Titan Con. It's like 2014 all over again.
2013 all over again.
Yeah, it's 2013, that's it.
Yeah. Can I also say that I was actually surprised to see a lot of girls dressed up as Shiro from No Game No Life. I think I saw like 30.
Oh my God, yes, they were so fucking good.
Yeah. I was like shocked because this is a show, I know the movie's coming out in the summertime, so there's a lot of hype on that. Mm-hmm. But the show itself, what was it, 2014 when it aired, for a 3-hour show, and for people to still be like cosplaying as Shiro of all the characters on the series, it's kind of amazing of how popular of a show it really is.
I want to say shout out to the guy who was in the lobby downstairs the other day, and he was in a full Metal Alchemist cosplay of, I think, Girl Mustang, but furry Colonel Mustang. So I just want to shout out that guy. Thank you, sir, because that was really hilarious to see him sitting there and like not moving.
Colonel Mustang.
I have an offer.
I didn't want to take a picture of him creepily, and furries don't talk when they're in a lot in their fursuits, and that also creeps me out. So I just
breaks the fourth wall going on. They can't.
Yeah, all they can say is.
Some of them do talk, but most of them don't, and that's just creepy to me. I don't know.
Nice.
And there are 10 of Umaru chants, too.
Umaru! I saw like a...
Umaru!
I saw a fantastic Alpha Zellerik from FMA. Oh my god. It was beautiful. It was in the dealer's room at the end. Like, it was the last... I wasn't actually impressed by a lot of the cosplays this year. And like, but as we're leaving the dealer's room, he's like getting stopped by everyone. It was just so... amazing. I loved it.
There was a really cool One Piece group going around that, like, they all...
With
it was like...
I saw one for 7 days...
Like seven, and they all had... they all looked great.
Really?
I saw one for 7 Deadly Sins as well, and everything was pitch perfect.
I saw a lot of Bonds. They were pretty good. But there was also a Thor that was walking around.
Yes.
I made friends with him.
Yes.
Looked just like Crimson Hemsworth, at least brother. At least his brother, if not him. So good.
Yeah,
I miss him.
That One Piece cosplay group, I actually saw them several times, and every single time I saw them, they kept getting stopped by huge groups of people asking to take pictures. I'm like, I feel so bad for you guys. Because just every other minute, they're like, can we take a photo? And it's like, all right, guys, let's saddle up. Let's all get in line.
Yeah. So it's good. Like, there's a lot of variety this year with the cosplay stuff. There really wasn't anything that really stood out too much for, like, the most popular, with the exception, of course, of Team Skull, as you said. But other than that, I feel like that there's this sort of individuality that I'm seeing in Anime Boston now. Like, people cosplaying as however they want to, not because of the most popular thing right now.
Yeah, yeah. I will say there also was a lot of Lolitas this year, and that's not necessarily cosplay, but I was just very happy that there was lots of Lolitas. Because I got to talk to lots of them and nerd out about Lolita.
Oh, look at my pretty frills!
They are pretty.
That is really pretty.
Lolita's so much fun.
The game was really pretty, too, by the way.
That was awesome.
I've been upping my Lolita game slowly. It's like, Lolita's a process. For anyone who's ever been in the fashion, it's a long process.
Yeah.
Especially putting the dress on.
That too.
But yes, you were very fashionable at the time.
2 hours later, I finally put the corset on.
You'll ever find.
Alright. Okay, so the final topic on this half of this Anime Boston 2017 post show, the guests.
And Chris was amazing.
That was a good panel. Just for walking in there, like randomly going, oh, we got some time to kill. Let's go to Chris for 7. It's right here. Let's walk in.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe the pre-panel, he was talking about the watermelon.
Yeah, I have 7 minutes. Let's just talk into the microphone for a minute.
Just coming up with some improv story of the watermelon.
Oh, he did so well. And then,
I wanted to go, but I was stuck at the Patrick Sykes, like, autograph, which was still good. But
it was also awesome. Like, we were sitting in one of his panels.
He sang happy birthday to a girl as last is from Fairy Tale. It was fantastic.
Nice. We were about to actually leave to go to the other panel. What panel was it that we left the Christmas Sabbath panel for?
Probably to prepare for theirs.
Yeah, was it our panel?
I think so. Either that or Manga Gamer.
Manga Gamer.
So what happens was, I was raising my hand for a question, and I was like, I was in the far back, and Rui goes, oh, we can leave in a minute. I'm like, no. There's no, like, he's not going to pick me, so this we can leave. Don't think I'm waiting here. Don't wait for me just because for a question I may never get to ask. And then all of a sudden, hey, yeah, that guy back there with two fingers.
Yeah, way in the back with two fingers.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, so I stood up, and I had my little Naked Bulma shirt on, and everybody was like, oh, snap. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm wearing this.
You wore the Naked Bulma shirt?
Yeah, it's a Christopher Savage panel.
Who played it at all.
Yeah. And then, that's my question. It was fun.
The reason why that he picked you on purpose, though, was because he was asking, his handler was the one with the wireless microphone to ask people questions, so he got somebody in the very front row, and then somebody in the very back row, and then he kept doing that the entire night, so that his handler was running all the way, because it was in a 1,000-seat auditorium.
Alright, but I feel like the big guest that we had this year, of course, was Puffy AmiYumi performing, and this was the second time I've seen him live, and... 12 years later, seeing them again, they haven't changed a bit.
It was really fun.
It was fun.
Oh my gosh, their drummer is
I was loving their guitarists. Like, both their guitarists were so
well, one of the guitarists was from Okamoto's, and I'll talk a little bit about that.
Was anybody upset also about the fact that where the guy was just shredding a guitar solo and doing so well, and by the time he was done with the solo, they finally put the camera on him?
Oh, yeah.
I noticed that, too.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
I was frustrated that there weren't enough people at that concert, like,
I know.
We were.
It was only seating, too. There was no open floor area, so, like, some people tried to, like, stand up and dance a little bit in front of their chair, but that was it. And it was such great high energy that you needed to have people just jumping up and down at the stage. And, like, you could tell they were coming towards the front of the stage. They wanted to be close to the band. Fans wanted to be close to them.
Yeah.
That's my only critique of that. Otherwise, it was amazing.
Yeah, Anime Boston concerts have been like that ever since I went to the Pillows in 2008.
Yeah.
They were just, like, no dancing in the hall again. Like, you're there in your seat and stuff, so.
Which I can understand for safety situation. Yeah, a fire hazard. But come on.
They can go to Japan. Yeah.
Can they just open up a nice pit area for some people?
Because I was going to say that. Oh, by the way,
nice.
I was totally wrong. The floor seats were seats. I should have went to the balcony with you guys.
Yeah.
Because everybody that was with me bailed.
Aww.
No. Whoa. I didn't bail. I was interviewing somebody, and you know I got that ticket to
Johnny and Bosch.
Right.
He doesn't care.
That was another one of our great guests.
Yes. He was fun to chat with.
Prince and Exit.
Oh, my gosh.
That was really
like,
funny.
Like, I know he kind of, like, comes off as, I don't know, you guys have momentum, but, like, fantastic.
That's the most Johnny on Bosch thing you can do.
Yeah, it was great.
He had a stagehand push him on one of those wheelie carts on the stage, and he just stood there in manly pose, like
hello there, I'm just like you.
Just higher.
So good. I was, with the Puffy on Me concert, there was nobody really around us who was, like, into it, so Jennifer and I were like, no, we are going to enjoy ourselves, we're going to just screw everyone who's sitting around us, we're going to, like, dance with our arms, and we did, we, like, came up with the most dumb white people dance moves with our arms, like, we're like, yeah, like, and we're, like, doing to the beat, and we're like, who cares? Everyone around us is probably like, what are these fuckers on? Lots of drugs.
I totally forgot how many Puffy on Me Yumi songs I actually knew. I went in there, like, the first song I didn't recognize, I'm like, oh, that's gonna suck. And then
one of their newer songs.
Every song I knew. I loved it.
Yeah. Whew, so good. Yeah, a great show. And then yesterday I got to check out Okamoto's, and holy shit. Now, I've seen Okamoto's 7 years ago when they were playing at T.T. the Bears in Cambridge. Rest in peace, T.T. the Bears. You are a great club. I haven't checked out the new one that just opened up. But anyways, but Okamoto's, oh my God. From one moment they're doing like Ramon style, and then they're like doing the Who, and then Rage Against the Machine, and Chili Peppers, and all of a sudden the lead singer, I believe his name is Sho, pulls out a harmonica, and all of a sudden they just become like the second coming of the Jay Giles band, and it's just phenomenal. And being able to chat with them, and they are some of the coolest people, and the lead singer is actually half American, half Japanese, so his English is just like pitch perfect.
No, it is, because like I said in the opening ceremonies, he knew enough English to include the phrase "and stuff like that."
And nice. It was so cool, and like we were chatting about music, he was so grateful that I do a J-pop alternative podcast show. He's actually gonna check it out too, so hopefully show it. You really like my program, and I hope you like the recommendation, because one of their most recent albums, Opera, is a rock opera, and he was telling me the story about it. You're gonna hear an interview about it maybe in a week or so. And so I gave him the recommendation of checking out one of my most recent favorite rock operas, The Most Lamentable Tragedy by Titus Andronicus. And hopefully he's going to say he's going to listen to it and get back to me and see if he likes it. But anyways, I don't know if anyone else checked out the Okamoto's concert.
No.
All right, so that was just me. Who else were we very excited about? Michelle Ruff.
Yeah. Michelle Ruff is one of the very first voices we had ever heard in our anime lives, like the lifespan of our anime career. Michelle Ruff was one of the first ones there, most prominent, and it was bucket list material to be able to meet her finally. Yeah, and she was great. She had broken her foot, so she was motoring around on like a little wheelie scooter.
Oh, my advisor used to have one of those. Like, you can put your knee on it or something.
Yeah. And so we asked her how she did it, and, you know, it was just like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was like a really mundane, I broke my foot kind of story. But then she has a a sticker. Yeah, she had a sticker on it.
Oh, shoot. What was the name of the website? Her and her fiance or husband?
Fiance.
They both run a skateboard design company named, and the name is escaping me right now. Pause here for a little bit of product placement and editing. But it's based on Yori. No.
Yoko.
Not Yuri. It's not based on Yuri. Oh my god.
That's the Baku skateboards they have.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm.
And she and it was great being able to chat a little bit with about a race too, because she does the voice of young Satoru.
Yeah, what she was saying was like her most favorite show ever now, like her most beloved project that she's ever worked on. She wanted a race so bad because it was such a good show.
Yeah, it was very much a everybody should see a race kind of deal.
Yeah, so, I got to tell her that I stopped watching Family Guy in the Simpsons after like watching that Hinazuki first breakfast cook. I apologize to my listeners for the fact that sometimes it sounds like I'm rambling and making incomplete sentences, but I like what I said, we are exhausted.
And there's also people walking through the lobby and the tech people cleaning up. And
like a panel just got out.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the.
It's the atmosphere of the con. We're bringing it to you.
Special guest, though.
And also chatting with the one of the founders of Studio Bones, and he was like shocked that I was a fan of a show that hasn't come out in America, even though it's been out over there for almost a decade, which is Nijo Mensou no Musume, or Daughter of 20 Faces. And like he was shocked that there was somebody in America that was a fan of it, because I watched it in anime club back in the days when you used to get your anime from a magical anime tree.
Is that the one where she's like he like adopts her as okay? I watched
and they're in the
that.
Circus. I love that show. I honestly think it's like Ai Hirano's best performance.
I didn't enjoy it. I really didn't. It was just I was like, okay, what's the point? But that's beside the point. This is Anime Boston we're talking about.
Okay,
not that.
Chatting with them.
I did think Brina was really informative too.
Brina was great. Brina Palancia is always somebody who I always love chatting with. Or this is my second time chatting with her, and she's someone that I can always picture chatting with. Talking about Ciel from Black Butler and just the chemistry that she has and the friendship with J. Michael Tatum.
Yes. If I had thought of it, the first time we talked to Brina a couple years ago, I brought my Tamama plushie from Sergeant Frog, and she signed his head. And I talked to Chris Sabat, and I have a Kiroro or Giroro plushie as well. I should have been like, I had the chance to talk to both Tamama and Giroro, but
yeah. I did see Brina Palencia in the Artist Alley, and she was like literally this close to me. But there were so many people, I didn't get a chance to like be like, "Hey, can I have a selfie with you?"
I did actually like how she talked about her transition from the acting world, her upbringing with acting, and how she moved it into voice acting. It was kind of cool getting like the technical aspects of things at the same time. Plus, she's Chopper.
Yeah. Who, by the way, is her spirit animal. Her anime spirit animal, of course.
He's so cute.
Who doesn't want Chopper with them 24/7? Mm-hmm. Like you said, he's a doctor.
I love that he insults people. Like, he tries to insult you whenever he's embarrassed. He's like, you picked up jerk. Like, he starts being mean. So cute.
So overall, I think the guests were just pretty good this year.
Yeah, they were great.
They had the most anime I've ever had.
Yeah.
It was a massive guest
from end of the stage to end of the stage.
And a lot of Japanese guests, too. Like I think they had like a lot of Japanese guests.
I walked into the lobby because I was walking here in the zone and everyone was taking an Uber from Wendy's to here. So I was walking, and it was like, freezing. I walked in, and it was like, so cold, snow all over. I was just myself off. I look up, I'm like, hey, that's the guy from Ghibli. What's up?
He's right there.
That was awesome.
Oh, man, he was so charismatic.
Yes.
He's insanely charismatic.
Oh, also, for the people who didn't go to the panel, which I didn't either, I guess the thing that they were showing that was never before was seen was artwork from the original like production that never left the studio. Yeah, never left the studio.
So maybe the original concept stuff, yeah.
I tried to go. There was a line for it, obviously. But, it filled up right away, and ironically, two people in front of me was cosplaying Hayao Miyazaki, and I couldn't get in. He's like, come on, it's my place!
Wouldn't it be funny and ironic if that really was Hayao Miyazaki?
I remember that was when
he would come here and be like, anime's a mistake again.
Kind of reminds me of that one story between what's the guy from who created Monty Yoon, created Ruby.
Yeah.
When he went to panels, he would always like instead of going around the back, he'd go around the front and he'd be waiting in line. And they go, you know, your panel starts at 2, right? They go, oh, sorry, I'll go around. And it's like walks through the line and everything. It was pretty cool. Some people are really cool about the
Queen. Yeah. Yeah, it's very cool.
While we're still on character, Lily Last, I know the interview is going to be going up soon, but the one thing that didn't make its way into that interview, which is probably my favorite thing I took from it, was that Johnny Youngbosch is a bassist. He loves the Stingray by Ernie Ball, and oh my god, he's got some great stories about his life on the road.
Absolutely.
We got it on our show.
Well, I got to ask the extra question after it.
Oh, yeah, after the post interview stuff.
The Stingray specifically.
Yes.
I needed to know.
Yeah. All right, so that concludes the first half of our post Anime Boston 2017 show. And for our listeners, where can they hear the second half, Andrew?
You can go to nerdyshow.com/wickedanime and listen to it over there.
Excellent. So, listeners, on Thursday, go over there, listen to it, and until next time, peace out.
Okay.